And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of the crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, hey, Crime Stoppers. We're at the beginning of the year, and it's time to do exactly what I said, raise our level of expectation for what this year will bring. So I told you I was going to do this, and I'm following up on my word, because we should be expecting more in 2024. What will God do for us? What will God do with us? What will God do to us? All because he loves us. We need to move our expectation from a 6 to a 9. You've heard me say that before, and you'll hear me say it several times throughout the next couple of months. We need to move it from a 6 to a 9. We need to flip our expectation upside down and raise it so we can see the works of God in our lives. Now, there's nothing new or old about the message I'm going to share. What that means is it applies to our past, our present, and our future. The first thing we're going to talk about is understanding that God has new land for us. We talked about this several times, but we'll correlate it to Israel. There is something new and special that God has designated for you this year. The question is, can you believe it? Or are you stuck in the mud? Finally, we know that there will be obstacles in our walk. There have always been obstacles. There are always going to be obstacles until the fullness of redemption and the glorification process of our salvation. We need to make a decision as to how we're going to handle the disappointments that come our way until we reach our goals. We will offer up two substantial keys to standing fast in the Lord while we await the sureness and the fullness of victory. One of these keys will be answering a significant question. The other key will be functioning in a significant principle. By these we shall prevail in the Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. See those three different things? Sometimes you're surviving. But then sometimes you're living, and then other times you're prevailing. All right. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can also text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us during the show, live, whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas or Detroit. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. There you go. I love it. Woo, talking to Jammin' Jacob is like, get this one. I thought of this one because I actually have a couple of answers to this, and I'm going to ask Jacob about it. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like eating your favorite fruit. See? Everybody has a favorite. Do you have a favorite fruit? Do you have a fruit that you like? Fruits you like? What do you like?
I have to say, I guess it's a basic answer, but I have to say apples.
Do you like apple red or green?
Both.
Okay, so you like green. Okay, so I like green apples.
Mm-hmm.
I like watermelon. I like pineapple. I like strawberries. I like raspberries. I like blueberries. I like a lot of berries.
If I had to pick another one, it would be strawberries.
Yeah, strawberries are great. And then with that, you get to have, like, you know, Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
Yep.
Cool Whip. Okay, anyway. Okay. Just making sure everybody knows that. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is maybe you've got a praise report. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Great. Let's do it. Hebrews 10:25. Let's encourage one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. I mean, look, his return is getting closer. How much closer? Well, it's closer today than it was yesterday. And we also know that we're supposed to encourage one another, bless one another, strengthen one another, help one another, love one another. These are all great things that we not only should be doing, but are commanded to be doing, right? Wow. That gets serious right there. We were commanded to love and to care for and to carry each other's burdens. That's the command of the Lord. We also do, you know, history, which was funny yesterday. Additionally, sometimes we'll do jokes or different things like that. And Bible trivia. Here's your Bible trivia. Here we go. How much older was John the Baptist than Jesus? How much older was John the Baptist than Jesus? 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year? Your answer, Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 36. 10 verses to figure that out. Got to do a little math. How much older was John the Baptist than Jesus? We know he was older. Was it 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year? Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 36. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That is your opportunities to do so. We do have somebody that is calling in. They're going to answer trivia. We're going to get to them in a second. We are going to be praying for people after this in regards to fear, and we are going to be doing our DNA. These are things that are going to take place. Might as well just get prepared for them. We're going to be doing, and then we're going to jump into the message. So hold on, or I would say buckle in. Let's send the person through who's ready to answer the trivia question. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Deborah.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little up today, which is good, which is weird because I'm usually up anyway. But I'm just saying, I'm just like up because I'm thinking there gets a point where you just can't keep going boo-hoo, boo-hoo. There's just this point where I just go, okay, that's enough.
You know, yeah, that's true.
And just like, that's enough. I can't do Eeyore anymore. I mean, it's just it's long enough kind of thing. And so I'm just, like, pumped up about that. And the Lord's been really gracious to everybody, answering tons of prayers. So I'm up. And I just appreciate you even asking and wondering how things are going. All right, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right, I know you're going to get this. This is a classic one. I'll set it up. You hit it out. How much older was John the Baptist than Jesus? Was he 3 months older, 6 months older, or 1 year older?
6 months older.
That is correct, Amundo! 6 months older. That's right. We get that all from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 36. And phenomenal. I always think about this, and I do. We don't do it a lot teaching-wise, which we might change. But I just find it amazing that Mary walks in, and John the Baptist is in the womb at 6 months, and Mary walks in with Jesus just, you know, having the conception take place, and that kid's jumping in the womb. It's like, how does he know? I mean, that is so weird. It's like, it's incredible to me. But anyway, excellent job on the answer. I really appreciate it. Great, great work.
Hey, no problem, and y'all have a great afternoon.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right, phenomenal. Oh, let's see, I hit a button. Hold on. Oh, sorry, I hit the button that showed all of the lights lighting up. Did you see that for a second?
Yes, I just saw it. I was wondering what was going on.
There's like 100 lights I just hit. That's nice.
I was thinking, is this phone about to explode?
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our DNA, and then we're going to do our prayer. Let's do DNA first, then we'll do our prayer because I want to talk about something real quickly. So let's do DNA. Very important. These are our building blocks, how we exist. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
D Daily.
Yeah, it's good. A little slow on that there. Was the trigger just like a little shy? It was a little rusty there. Did you need help on that one?
I was checking the board.
Okay. Fair enough. I think that's an excellent excuse.
I'll be super fast for
okay,
this next
you
one.
Don't have to be super fast. I was just giving you a hard time. Draw closer to the Lord daily. So this is just simple. You got to spend time with the Lord. I love it that people listen to the show. Okay. I like doing the show. Okay. This is not that. Spending time with the Lord in prayer, spending time in personal fellowship, just honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, spending time in the Word of God with no distraction and talking to God while you're doing it. I think some people think when you read the Word, you got this. I talk to God when I'm reading the Word. I'll even say, why would you put this point in? I'm curious. I want to know. I think the more you engage with the Lord when you read and when you pray, the more honest the relationship is. Just my take. You know, if you can use that, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D-N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. Look at that. I'm not even going to get into the depth of this, but any Bible college or politician or any academic or academia or any Hollywood or anybody that tries to convince you, no, you don't need to listen to the book. They are false prophets, teachers, or influencers. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Never be ashamed of his book. Ever. Period. So that's number two. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, and then watch how fast Jacob does this. Always be ready.
To serve.
Boy, just standing on that mic, weren't you?
Right on it.
That's just hilarious. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if it's all about you, you're doing it wrong. I can't say that any different. If it's all about you, you're just doing it wrong. And look, I have fun in the show, and we make fun, and I do these weird things. But this is about the Lord. And it's just about all of us doing our best to help all of you and us get one step closer. That's it. That's just everything. Our existence is that. And when that no longer is there, hopefully I'll do this until the Lord comes back. And if not, then I'll be about the business of the next thing. That's all I'm saying. It's just like this is what it should be for all of us. Can't just be about what we want. Can't just be about paying the mortgage or rent. Can't be about just paying the car. Can't be about – those are not the things. That is not life. Abundant life is engaging with Jesus Christ. That is abundant life. That's what he came to give us. If you don't have that, I promise you it's not on his end. It's on our end. Okay? All right. All right, now I want to do a prayer, and we're going to actually use this before we exit, because I am just aware that there's some people that are just going through a lot of, you know, there's an uncertainty. And I'm not talking just politically, that's part of it, but that's only part of it. There's uncertainty politically, economically, there's some spiritual unsurety, there's people in the church that have taken different positions than we might anticipate. There's universities and colleges that have done this. Hollywood, ironically, they're no different. I don't know why anybody's surprised about that. Academia, they're no different. And politicians, quite frankly, they're no different either. It's all the same rubbish. Kingdoms change. Cultures change. The most important thing of the day changes. Communication systems change. All that changes. The truth doesn't change. And so instead of being afraid, and no, there's not 365 fear nots. I know everybody thinks that sounds great, one for every day. That's wrong. And ultimately, actually, you need more than one fear not a day anyway. There's 155 or 56, depending on which translation. But the bottom line is simply this. You don't have to be afraid, but you do have to operate in faith. So the counteraction to fear is faith. So that, you know, that image of faith and then the greater than sign from math, fear. Faith is greater than fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You do not have to be terrified about what is coming. You do not have to be so worried that it takes away from your life. You can have confidence in him in whom you are persuaded has expressed his love for you. And you can find peace in that love. That's all I'm saying. So let's pray for that. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, and your kindness to us is over the top. We are unworthy and unfaithful in 1,000 things, Lord, and you have never failed us once. And so, Lord, we come and we take our anxiety and our fear and our distrust and our overextending concerns, and we lay them at the cross, and we ask you to help us let go of them and to operate in a genuine confidence in your faithfulness, and that we would believe the words you have spoken to us, that you are with us, and that we do not need to be afraid, and that you will not forsake us, and that you will always love us. So for those that are really struggling with that, please, by your grace, break through that hardness, that crusted over part of their heart, and let it be pumping with life. Let the fears be laid down and the confidences be picked up by you, from you, and because of you. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay, so if you're a person that has listened to that and you're like, man, I really needed that, use it. Live with it. Hold on to it. That's what the Lord wants, okay? All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right, just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines, the one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're just before we exited. I'm pretty sure I spent some time praying over fear and fearful hearts. And what was that, Phil? What was that, Phil, we just left? That we need to be free from fearful hearts. Do you think we don't make this stuff up? You guys just got to get this. It's like,
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you might plan it. You might be planning it and not telling anyone.
It's so bizarre. It's like, how did that even happen? Like, I don't even know when Jennifer puts these things in. I don't know if she does it. She doesn't do it, like, does she do it, like, daily? Or does she do it, like, once a week? Or I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's, like, weird. All right, anyway, that's the kind of stuff we love. I'm sorry. People are like, what are you talking about? It's like, listen, 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 listen. You will see. Once the Lord has spoken, the Bible says, twice have I heard. That's the kind of stuff you just like go, okay, that's kind of cool right there. All right, what are we doing? We're doing, I got to do my trivia question. Plus, I got to remind you that we have a book because I forgot to do that. And lucky I didn't get a pink ping pong ball tossed me, although that's not really a pink ping pong ball worthy element. Michael Youssef wrote a book called How to Read the Bible as Your Life, as if your life depended on it. So now Dr. Youssef, PhD, by the way, is the president of Leading the Way, a worldwide ministry. He's got this enormous church. He's done an enormous amount of ministry. Since I've been alive, he's been done an enormous amount of ministry. And he's written a book that will help you understand different aspects and elements of Scripture. And there is nobody that knows everything anywhere, anyhow, except for Jesus. Okay? Just make it clear. If you want a free book, that's free. All you got to do is either, you know, you call in, you got to talk to Jacob to get the book because I can't take down your address live on the air. Okay? There's a lot of things I can do, but that's a task that's kind of why Jacob is helping me. So if you want the book, you answer trivia or you call in when I'm teaching or whatever and just ask the book. You do for the book. You give your name and address and then Jennifer will send out the books once a week. So it won't be till the following, like, Friday or Monday, just so everybody can know what's going on. Get that? All right. Somebody is on there. We haven't asked the trivia question yet, have we? So there's something they want to share? They want a book?
Yes, it is a praise report.
Okay. Let's send that person through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, David. This is Roslyn.
Hi, Roslyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have two praise reports and an epiphany to share.
Wait, you got two praise reports and an epiphany. Okay, this is going to be fun. Hold on. I'm ready. Get my pen out. Hold on. All right.
I hope it comes out clearly.
Okay,
so praise report number one.
Okay.
We went to Houston this weekend for my cancer checkup, and we just got off of the video visit with the doctor, and they said my skin was clean. So praise God, there's no tumor recurrence right now, and I'm good for 3 more months.
Yay. Praise the Lord. Woohoo! Excellent, excellent, excellent. What a great, 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 great testimony. So you're clean. I mean, that just shows you the grace of God, and you're just like, oh, free, nope, clean. You check it out another 3 months, but everything is solid 100% where you're standing right now. So congratulations. Praise the Lord for that kindness that he passed on to you. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
That's right.
Okay,
amen.
That's one. Okay. Got it.
Praise report number two. So remember how I called earlier this month, and then I was kind of in a place I normally wouldn't be, you know, an appointment, and then I was talking to a young man named Anthony, and I just started telling him about Jesus.
Yep. I remember the whole thing.
So then earlier, a couple days ago, it was the same thing. I'm like in a place where I normally wouldn't be. And it was almost like the same thing. And it was another man that I was talking to. And it was that same, I was compelled to say, why, what's going on? Kind of like the curiosity just got me. And then he was like, well, I just don't know. You know, I'm not afraid to die, but I don't know. Is there really a heaven? Is there really a hell? And so then I just started telling him what I know. And, and, And so hopefully there is a seed planted. His name is Samaj. And so I'm just praying for him and Anthony, the other young man I met. I'm really excited. It was, you know, that was really something I just kept praying for, that God would let me be available and use me and whatever. And so it's just strange. Twice in 1 month, he's already taken me up on the offer. So I'm just really excited.
That's so, first of all, what I love about it is, and tell me if this is part, I hope it's not part of the epiphany, but just it was natural. It wasn't even, you didn't force it, did you? It was just like, oh, just started asking questions. Oh, just started answering questions. Oh, just like being myself. Oh, here we go. That's how the Lord uses people to minister. That is really, I mean, I know I happen to be a person who likes the four spiritual laws. I like the Romans Road. I love all that stuff, but I love what you're talking about. It's just this natural process in your engagement with God, and it just puts it on your heart, and you're like, hey, what's going on? Oh, well, tell me what's happening. Oh, I got some answers for you. Oh, okay, what about this? It explodes out of you. And how simple did it seem when you were doing it? And then you look back and go, what was that? Right? Because it was
the, yes, exactly.
It was the Lord.
Exactly right.
Right? It's, that's
so
powerful.
It was
powerful.
A great experience.
Awesome. Awesome. So now, okay, so I don't know if your epiphany is going to match these two, because these are pretty outstanding praise reports. I just want to point that out. But let's see, is the epiphany connected to this, or is epiphany something else?
No, it says something else.
Okay, fire away.
So, and it's something that, I mean, I guess I knew, but it just really jumped out at me yesterday. So I was reading in Matthew, and Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then Peter cuts off the slave's ear, and Jesus says, don't do that. He says, don't you know I could call angels and they, you know, God would send them and rescue me, right?
Right.
And it just really struck me when I read that, you know, Jesus had a choice. And, you know, because I think a lot of times I hear it as God sent his son, kind of like this is just what Jesus was always meant to do and he was always going to do it. But at that moment, and probably even before, like when the devil was tempting him, but especially at that moment, it's like God or Jesus was choosing to go forward. And I just thought, wow, what an amazing demonstration of obedience. The same, an example for us, because how many times do we face things that are so hard and we don't want to do it or we're afraid to do it? And Jesus, look at what he was facing. He was facing a brutal death, and he chose to go for it. He chose to die for us. Nobody forced it on him. He chose it, and it was that choice that really just jumped out at me yesterday. That was my epiphany. That was something I was kind of mentioning to Samaj, was because he said, I don't understand why, you know, all these bad things that happen. I said, well, because people are sinful, and, you know, we ultimately have to choose, are we going to follow God's way or not? And then I read it yesterday and thought, wow, Jesus had that same choice.
That I am going to take back what I said, because your epiphany is on equal par with both of your testimonies, which is amazing, because I just think that's amazingly bizarre, because it's amazing. That is exactly right. In fact, Jesus had a choice much farther in the process than people think, because it was Jesus, this will blow your mind, it was Jesus who gave up his last breath, which was the last moment it could have been, and he did it for us because he chose to.
You mean when he was on the cross?
Yes. He could have, at that point, he could have stopped, anything could have happened. But instead, he yielded his last breath, and then he died. How about that? Just take that to that next level and go, wait, even further in? Yes, even on further in on the cross. When he was talking to the thief, which I was reading today, he could have said, yeah, forget this. Come on, Father, I've had enough. Any point, anywhere. And he just said, nope. And then he yielded his last breath. It says he gave up his spirit. Gave it up. There you go. Let's do it. All the way to the end. How about that?
That's pretty amazing. It's just amazing.
It's just
you can't even put words to it.
Yeah,
all that
so,
Jesus sacrificed for us.
So past us, right? You're just like going, I can't. First of all, I think you're exactly right. As soon as things are getting bad, before he's even nailed the cross, when they put that cross on Simon the Cyrene and he was following Jesus, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sticking around for this. It's like I'm out. And he's still all the way through. And he just kept it. It's just like, wow. And he was on that cross 6 hours. Could have pulled at any point. Like, wow. Said, nope, I'm doing this for them. I choose. And then he said this earlier. I lay down my life. It's my decision. He said that in John. It's my decision. I lay it down. Wow. That's love. Right? Power.
That really is. That really is. People think, like, oh, well, I love my child more, I love my spouse more, or whatever. But no, nothing compares to how much Jesus loves us.
That's right.
That he would do that for us.
Nothing compares to how much Jesus loves us. Let's pray for Samaj and for Anthony real quickly, though, because you did. The Lord used you, and we are super thankful. And we'll give thanks because your testimony and your epiphany, excellent. Do you hear what I'm saying? Excellente. That's my French version of excellent. Excellent, excellent job. Let's pray. Let's pray and praise. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. I just thank you for Rosalind, for her two testimonies and for her revelation. Lord, we know it's illumination, but it's just the light bulb went on. She got it. The Holy Spirit, you made it so clear to her. She got it, that this was a decision made by our Savior. How awesome. And so we just thank you for that revelation, that illumination. We thank you for these things that are going on by the power of your Spirit. We thank you for this kindness and this graciousness that you've granted. And Lord, we just also praise you for Cancer-Free Report. Nobody can be more thankful and appreciative than she is. And we just rejoice with Rosalind and Robert in this. Just bless them. And we're just so happy, and just put it on their hearts to share it. Just bless them in that. It's just phenomenal. And Lord, for Samaj and for Anthony, who are in tougher places, but without the knowledge, let the things that Rosalind shared have a penetration used by the power of your Holy Spirit, manifestation and insight, so they might get it. We might not even know this side, but Lord, you are operating on them by your decree, and we're just asking you to make it manifest. We pray for them to say yes to you. Let them yield themselves to you, their decision, Lord. Let it happen. We just thank you for this great testimony, great segment, just a great, great blessing. Bless Rosalind and Robert, and thank you for all they pray for us and do for us, and we just ask your blessings on the entire audience in this. You're the best, Lord. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And amen. You there? Okay. We might have lost her. Okay. Love you, Rosalind. Love you, Robert. Okay. We're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the True Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And you're thinking, that's a great verse, Dave. What does that got to do with Thanksgiving? Right? Because that doesn't have any application except for God is pictured here as always was, always is, and always will be. And a person who is walking in the dynamic of continually giving thanks is looking at their past with thanksgiving, is looking at their present with thanksgiving, and is looking at their future with thanksgiving, because God has operated in the past, the present, and the future, and you have a past, a present, and a future. And when you look at your past and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your present and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your future and you operate with thanksgiving, you're operating in those principles with God. And if you look at your past with thanksgiving, guess what you won't have? You won't have bitterness. And if you look at your present with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A trusting and a confidence. And if you look to your future with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A hope for a better tomorrow. All these principles operate if you will continually walk in thanksgiving on every aspect and element of your life. You won't be bitter. You'll be trusting God and walking in confidence. You'll be looking for a better tomorrow. You'll be operating in the principle of faith. You'll be honoring God, and you'll be setting yourself free in your partnership with God. How can that be bad? How can that be bad? Blow my mind. Crying out loud. We should be thanking God for, oh, but this terrible thing happened. But look how God brought you through it. Amen. This terrible thing is happening, but look how God is bringing you through it. Hey, when they start shooting Christians, look how God took you out and brought you to Him. I mean, it's like it's all together. You can't escape this. If you look at your life with a continual feast of thanksgiving, you'll have a continual feast.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah. Sometimes praise the Lord.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where Dave's decisions on how to run the show usually come in second or third place. I just want to point that out to everybody right now, because I can already tell you this didn't go any way that I thought it was going, but I'd rather it just do what the Lord wants. I mean, wasn't that what you'd rather like? I mean, in your own life, wouldn't you just rather have God do what God wants to do and you just get to be a part of it versus what you think should be done? I mean, isn't that just like 1,000 times better? I mean, it's just not even close, is all I'm saying, right? I mean, what a great job. What a great, you know, people testament and sharing, and everybody, you know, calling in, and Tommy and Deborah and Rosalind just share. It's just great. Just phenomenal. It's 10 times more fun. Plus, lots of prayer and the Phil connecting to that and then sharing that testimony. It's just, Now, Rosalind did get connected, so she wanted us to know she did get disconnected. So that's, you know, technology. You can't live with it. You can't live without it. Wait, isn't that what my wife said about me? Okay, wait. Anyhow, let's do our trivia question that we didn't do. And then what we'll do is we're still going to send you up to the website, because we still do that. I know it's hard to believe we do that. So we'll do trivia first. Here it is. Now, this is a rather easy one, but you have to listen to the question. So I won't say it's tricky, but it's tricky if you're not listening. So therefore, this requires listening. So how many prisoners were released by Pilate in place of Jesus? Right? Pilate released how many? Is it 1, 2, or 3 prisoners in place of Jesus? If you think you know the answer, you can. It probably won't hurt you. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So your answer from a reference point of view is like the Gospels, but Mark 15:16-15. How many prisoners were released by Pilate instead or in lieu of Jesus? Is it 1, 2, or 3? Now, before we do anything else, I'm going to send you up to the website. I want to remind people the opportunity to have brochures. We have brochures. They're free. We'll send them out to you. You just, and this is what people are like, well, what do you do with the brochure? What I tell people to do is I say, put one or two in your car, put it in your glove compartment, put it in whatever, put it on the floor. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And if the Lord puts you in a place where you're like, hey, I think they'd like this, you just have it. And if he doesn't, then you don't use it and you don't have to worry about it. But it's something that you just want to do in partnership with the Lord. We have bumper stickers. Those are a little more daring. You know, you have that bumper sticker, and then you do what I did the other day and drive really bad. It doesn't help, but, you know, at other times it helps. And then we have business cards, little things like that. We want to encourage you to be an ambassador for the show. Why? Because it's cool. It's cool when new people call in. It's cool when it grows and people are, like, kind of in it together. That's just cool. You know, it's not. I'm not getting anything more out of it. You're not really going to get anything more out of it, except we'll get more fellowship with more believers. Then the other thing is giving, and giving is an important part of what we do. And I really like what I said the last time we talked to, I just sent you up there. We're not going to send you a special whistle where you give, and it's like, you get a special whistle from us. Yeah, you're not getting that. I've never forgotten where the one guy, give, you know, $50, we'll send you a Bible that's specially anointed by this minister. Like, if it's not anointed by the Holy Spirit, I'm not interested, right? What we'll do is give you a receipt at the end of the year, and you'll just help us advance the kingdom, and that'll be the best we can do with it, okay? Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. There you go. That's on God's side. Get that? Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
We need therapy. Okay, we have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. The show didn't go anywhere where I thought it was going. Which I should just be used to that by now. You'd think after, you know, 1,200 shows, somebody would figure that out, but not me. Just like, wow, where are we going? So how are you feeling today? Same? Any different?
Yeah, about okay. The same, but we'll just keep praying.
And we're going to keep praying because I love to pray for you. So let's do it, but let's take care of trivia first. How many prisoners were released by Pilate in lieu of Jesus? Was it 1, 2, or 3?
It was 1, Barabbas.
That is correct, Amundo!
And he left it up to the crowd.
Yeah, and you know what? You remember they did that movie? It was a long time ago, but they did a movie called Barabbas. And it was just like, it's one of those things where I didn't really get into the movie, but I always thought, gosh, would that be like the worst? Who are you? I'm Barabbas. Oh. You're the guy, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, he was an insurrectionist or a murderer, really.
Yeah, right. He was a murderer. And it's like, you know, see, therein lies, you go into Isaiah chapter 5, verse 12. It's like, don't woe unto them to put darkness for light and light for darkness. So they killed the prince of life, and they chose a murderer. And it's wow.
He left it up to the crowd because the Bible states he feared the crowd. He was concerned about a riot, and so anyway, he left it up to the crowd, and they shouted, those that shouted loudest shouted Barabbas. So
amazing, isn't it? And it's hard for people to think this way, but in not operating for God, but operating for pleasing the people, that could lead to the crucifixions. And it's just like, wow, you got to really not live for people, but live for the Lord. And
if there'd been a riot, Rome would have blamed Pilot.
Yeah.
So anyway, he left it up to the crowd and
kind of like a job security moment, right? It's just like, wow. All right, well, let me pray for you. Excellent job, by the way. Let's pray for you right now. Father, we come before you right now, lift up our precious brother Gary, and Lord, he is a blessing. And I know he doesn't know why, but the reason is because his tenacity is the tenacity that you love. And I listened to him, and I think it's inspiring. And I just going to keep praying, and he's going to keep asking. We're going to keep knocking on heaven's door, and we're just going to keep asking you to bring healing power into his body. He knows you. He knows your word. He knows what's going on, but he needs a miracle. He needs that miracle in his physical body, and it needs to change him for him to get that. You need to do that. We can't make you do it, but we ask you to do it, and we believe that you can. And we are asking you to do that very thing. We also ask that you give him grace in the other areas of life. We're not trying to miss that. But this is the petition, Lord. This is the specific thing that we're asking you. Bring healing into Gary's life. We ask you to bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And I will be praying for all of you.
All right. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so this did go different. I do have something I'm going to share. It's going to be so weird. I did not think I'd be sharing this, so I'm going to share it in the next segment because it is that weird, and it's going to be something I have never found it in a commentary. So I'm going to share with you a potential theory. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. But first, we'll just take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Don't forget to keep my wife in prayer, who's in her wonderful mega flower seasons. What do they got, like 2 weeks till Valentine's Day? That's when I'll see her again. The 15th. No, I'm kidding. all right, we're going to do one more trivia question. We are going to do history. Then I'm going to share something, and I'm going to be very careful to tell you that it is not a teaching that will be foundational teaching, and by that I mean it is not a core, you know, through faith in Christ alone, given by grace, received by faith. I mean, it's not one of those. But it is something that I do believe, Lord, show me, and I'll share it with you, and then you can pray about it, and if it helps you understand, or we can bring ministry into it and do it the correct way, then the Lord will make it a blessing for people. And if I mess it up, then I mess it up, and if you don't forgive me, you're in trouble, because you have to forgive me. Here's your trivia question. How long did Daniel and his friends eat vegetable, or pulse, and drink water? Was that for 10 days, 20 days, or 30 days? How long did Daniel and his friends eat vegetables and drink water? For 10 days, for 20 days, or for 30 days? Your answer, by the way, is in Daniel chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. Right? Big props to Joanne and Cordelia hitting 4 pow-pows today. So it's pretty good. That's not too shabby, ladies. Not too shabby. Okay. That's your trivia question. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. How long did Daniel and his pals, eat vegetables and drink water? This is also known as pulse. Is that for 10 days, 20 days, or 30 days? Your answer again, Daniel chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. In the meantime, we will do history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, got a couple of things that are very important to bring up in history. Number one, it is Fun at Work Day, which I seem to have a lot more than most people.
We're celebrating right now.
Right now. It's also National Hot Chocolate Day. Love hot chocolate. Noel's favorite nighttime drink is hot chocolate. Favorite. Hot chocolate, hot chocolate, hot chocolate. I mean, this is like, how can you go wrong with that, right? It is also, and here we'll have a problem, and I understand people are going to get upset, and don't give me all the recipes. Okay, is that a nice way to say that? Don't get, because I've been doing this for this is the 10th time I've done this. It is also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. That is not my favorite. I do believe they're heads of lettuce that have been shrunken in an evil laboratory and then put in the market so people will eat them.
Yep, that sums it up.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I know people are going to go in garlic and this. I understand. But I just look at them and I think of all the things that I grew up with and my parents fed, and we ate great and so on. That just did not work for me. Sorry. For those that do not know, on this day in 1933, wow, this is amazing. 1933, the Lone Ranger, first radio broadcast of the Lone Ranger radio program, initially aired on WXYZ out of Detroit, Michigan, with George Seaton, also known as George Steenis, the voice of the Lone Ranger. There you see, that's, come on. That's cool. How is that not cool? That's cool. I think it's cool.
Almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, 91 years ago, right? It's like amazing. Also, wait, 3 years later, the Green Hornet radio show debuted. 3 years after that. It's like, wow, this is the unbelievable revelation day. Except for then in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in Moscow. I got nothing. All right, your trivia question, and I'm going to probably have to answer, you probably have to remind me, but how long did Daniel and his friends eat vegetable and drink water? For 10 days, 20 days, or 30 days? Daniel chapter 1, verse 11 through 15, also known as Pulse, by the way, 972-445-0770. If you're going to call, you got to be quick. 214-210-8483 is the text. David@hemustincrease.org is, in fact, the email. I'm just going to read this portion to you, and I want you to understand this. This was in my devotions today, but the first time I got this was actually in October 13th, 2023. I wrote it down as a note, and then I came across it again today, which is so bizarre. I'm just going to share with you what took place here. And this is when Jesus is on the cross in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. And I'm just going to help you try to understand this. Verse 33 of chapter 23 says, "And when they had come to the place called Calvary," which is also in the Greek known as the skull, "there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right hand, the other on his left. Then Jesus said," verse 34, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do." So let me stop you right there, because you could make a theological argument that says, well, Jesus asked for forgiveness for his crucifixion, so how will people be accountable? And I that's a valid, genuine question. I'm going to give you the answer, because you know I'm going to do that, because that's how I function. But there's nothing wrong with asking that question, as long as you're not asking it to mock or to try and, you know, it's not the point of disproving. It's like, how does that work theologically? And I'm going to tell you the note I wrote on October 13th, 2023. And this is what I wrote. And it was in my devotions again today. The reason that Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," is because the Father, if the Father did not do that, at that moment, the judgment of the world would have been instantaneous and everybody in the world would be dead. That's right, you heard me say that. What do you mean? That forgiveness that they, when they crucified the Son of God, had to be implemented immediately for the world to continue, because they just crucified God. And if there wasn't an immediate extension of forgiveness, there would be no planet, because that would be past all things. That what you need to understand is that God forgave the existence of humanity for killing him. And if he didn't, there would be no us. You think, well, that's super philosophical. Yeah, but it makes a great deal of sense that God forgave at the moment the request that Jesus petitioned, and that it doesn't apply to things taking place 1,000 years in the future. It applied to the moment. And the Father forgave them and didn't destroy. And let me just say this by way of exit. The Father will forgive you and not destroy. But you ask for forgiveness. The answer, by the way, how long did Daniel and his friends eat vegetable and drink water? 10 days. The answer is 10 days. What a weird show. I loved it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22-and-a-half-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Running and running and running.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers, and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.